The Seattle International Film Festival is in full swing. It's the largest and most highly attended festival in the U.S. And if you're wondering what movies to see in the coming weeks, Seattle filmmaker Megan Griffiths gave KUOW's Kim Malcolm some recommendations. Her first pick is a film called Captain Fantastic.
It is about a father who raises his, I think, 5 or 6 children in the wilderness of the Pacific Northwest and is forced to reintegrate with them into society.
Why does Mommy have to be gone so long?
She hasn't been gone very long.
Actually, it's been 3 months, 2 weeks, 6 days, and 11 hours.
Mom is very ill.
Don't talk to us like we're your inferiors.
Beau is right. Mom needs to be in the hospital right now.
But you said hospitals are only a great place to go if you're a healthy person and you want to die.
You said Americans are undereducated and overmedicated.
So they've been completely off the grid, so to speak?
Yeah, and the father's played by Viggo Mortensen, and it was shot all in the sort of Seattle area.
So why do you want SIFGoers to check it out?
I think people are going to be excited to see this region depicted on screen, and I've heard so much about how beautiful it looks and how lush the landscape looks in the movie. And then it played at Cannes last week and got a 10-minute standing ovation.
All right, a good one to highlight at SIFF. Now, your second pick is the documentary titled Tiny, The Life of Aaron Blackwell. But maybe you can just give us a little background on this one. Aaron Blackwell, people may remember her. She was the subject of a documentary made back in the 1980s that was actually nominated for an Oscar. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was a documentary made by Martin Bell and Mary Ellen Mark.
The photographer.
Streetwise. Yeah, the photographer who passed away, unfortunately, last year. They made Streetwise in 1984. It is a really beautiful portrait of homeless youth in Seattle in the 80s.
My real dad, I've never known. He could be the guy that's really rich driving Mercedes, you know, or he could be one of these bums on the streets. I don't know. I really want to meet him. For all I knew, you know, he could be one of these dates rolling around. I could have dated him for all I know.
And Tiny was a character who was depicted in that, and this documentary tracks the relationship that she maintained with Mary Ellen Mark over the 30 years that ensued in between and the course her life has taken.
Do you remember when I took that picture? How old were you?
14.
My love.
When you first came out on the street?
My love.
No, I came out when I was 13.
I will watch you.
It was 1983.
I watch you grow from a child of shimmer.
This was the first photograph I took of Tiny.
To a goddess of the snow.
That chance meeting changed all of our lives.
My love, I'll listen to you.
And why do you want people to see this documentary?
You know, people's lives can take such different trajectories from that point. And she was this very interesting, dynamic girl. But life is hard and these challenges can wear on us. And I think it's sort of a reality check, even though it's not like it was glamorized what her life was then, but that everyone needs to sort of keep trying throughout their life. They're always trying to make their life something that they're happy with and proud of.
Finally, Megan, you have a film that will be shown at the Seattle International Film Festival. It's called The Night Stalker, and you got Lou Diamond Phillips to work with you. He's starring as Richard Ramirez, the serial killer, yes, who terrorized Los Angeles back in the 1980s.
What are you doing here with me on death row instead of being at home with your husband and kids? I don't know how it works out there these days, but the world I remember required a little give and take. You expect me to give you something without giving me something. That's stealing, Kit. That's how I got in here.
That's not how you got in here.
Well, it didn't help.
What is it about that story that made you want to make a film about it?
Well, I grew up in Riverside, California, and I was 10 when the Night Stalker was sort of on the prowl and terrorizing the entire state of California because he was committing these crimes in a sort of ever-expanding circumference outside of Los Angeles and even all the way up to San Francisco. But there was no rhyme or reason to the places that he chose to hit. And it felt like it could be you. It really felt like he could come in your window and be standing at the foot of your bed. So he was a boogeyman for me personally. And I wanted to make a film about how that impacted a person who he never met, who is this fictional character and also how their stories parallel and how both of them are shaped by childhood trauma.
Seattle filmmaker Megan Griffiths with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. Griffiths' film, The Night Stalker, plays June 4th at the Seattle International Film Festival. Again, her picks are Captain Fantastic and the documentary Tiny, The Life of Aaron Blackwell. The festival runs through June 12th.